Next item on the agenda is Richard J. Zimmer, item 07-2051. Mr. Nykerk, good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Zimmer is requesting authorization to remove an existing pier and construct a new private non-commercial pier extending 250 feet channel or to mean high water with an 18-foot by 38-foot open-sided boathouse near the channelward end of the pier, and also to install a piling to support an osprey nesting platform approximately 75 feet channel to the new pier adjacent to his property situated along Berkshire Lane in Gloucester County. Project is protested by an adjoining property owner. Mr. Zimmer's property is located on the western side of the North River between Elmington and Toddsbury Creeks in Gloucester County. The shoreline is generally low, and development in the vicinity is primarily residential. A little closer view of the topographic map. Note the 6-foot contour, relatively close to shore. Mr. Zimmer proposes to remove the deteriorated pier and to construct a new pier extending 250 feet channel or mean-high water, including an 18-foot by 38-foot open-sided boathouse. The osprey pole would be located 75 feet channel to that. According to the application, the channel end of the pier would reach a mean low water depth of approximately minus 6 feet. There are some pilings remaining from an old steamboat wharf located channel to the proposed boathouse. See those in this picture here. This is a recent aerial. The project is protested by the downstream adjoining property owners, Adrian and Arthur Holler. I believe the Hollers are brothers and both currently live outside the United States. They are concerned that the pier and boathouse might adversely affect the view from their property. The boathouse will encroach over oyster planting ground leased by the other adjoining property owner, Ms. Lorraine Ingalls. She was notified of the project and has indicated she has no objection to it. Staff does not believe the proposed pier nor the pole for the osprey nesting platform will adversely affect navigation. In fact, these structures appear to all be located landward of the old steamboat wharf piles. This is the plan view drawing. In yellow, I've highlighted the 38-foot by 18-foot open-sided boathouse. Pier is 6 feet wide. And again, the osprey nesting platform would be located 75 feet channel to the pier. The peak of the roof is 16 feet above the deck level. Typical cross section of the pier, again, 6 feet wide. This is a ground shot of the existing pier. In the distance, you can see the pilings, and I believe there's already an osprey nesting or nest on one of those pilings, and that's the one that they're wanting to get up a little bit higher on a new pole. Since the pier is for private non-commercial use, does not appear to represent a hazard to navigation and does not exceed the specified size restrictions, staff believes it qualifies for the statutory exemption for private piers contained in Section 28.2.1203. Additionally, since Gloucester County does not restrict the construction of private boathouses, had the adjacent property owner not objected to the project, the boathouse would have qualified for the same exemption for open-sided boathouses. Staff believes the proposed open-sided design should minimize the visual impacts associated with the structure, and there does not appear to be any objection to the proposed nesting platform. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205 of the Code, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed.
Thank you, Chip. Any questions, Mr. Nykerk? Thank you, Chip. Mm-hmm. Is the applicant represented?
Yes, sir.
We're here. Come forward, please, sir. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I do.
You state your name, please.
Richard J. Zimmer.
Is there anything you'd like to add to the presentation, Mr. Nykerk?
Maybe? Only basically that this is going to replace the existing footprint of the previous dock, and it runs directly out from my property. It doesn't veer into anybody else's view, which I think was one of the objections.
Right.
The two brothers that own the property and the previous owners are English citizens, and both the brothers live in Europe and have never lived in the United States.
We'll determine the standing for that aspect. Jeff, did you have Mr. Watkins?
Jeff Watkins, Riverworks. Be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions for the applicant or his agent? We'll reserve some time if you have any objection. Any objections? Is anyone here in the audience opposed to the project? Matters before the commission.
Move we adopt stamp.
Mr. Holland, motion by Mr. Holland, second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you
very much. Next item on the agenda is Shoreland Investments, LLC.